Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Finance.yahoo.com. Is that right, Rick?
That's it, Jim. Yep.
All right. So check out, if you go there, folks, you'll find all of Rick's stuff, which is he's very prolific, several articles a week. I read them with great interest and zeal. The author of Liberty for All, that's his new book. Also Rebounders, that's the one before that. Rick, in the previous segment, you and I had a great debate about, and you gave us an excellent report on where things are with regard to climate change. But you also wrote a piece, a companion to that one, about ways to cash in on climate change. How's that going to work?
Well, this is the Wall Street view of the world, and while a lot of people are in Paris trying to figure out what to do about it, and a lot of
did we lose him again? Today is one of those days, folks. We're having all kinds of yeah, and it happens. What happens to us? I don't know if it happens to you or not. Have you ever noticed it with your own website that whenever things start going bad, it's not just one thing. It's like all day long. You know, things keep going bad.
I'm sorry about that.
I was just telling the audience that we've had one of those technology days where whenever it starts going bad, it doesn't just quit with one thing. It keeps going bad. So all day long is a technology day, right? So
yeah, my laptop's probably going to explode later today. But at any rate, so do you think this is real? So where is the money going to go? And these are some long plays. You think to yourself, well, obviously, green energy companies such as solar and wind companies, sure, everybody knows about that. There are a few other industries, sectors, and companies that probably will do really well if more money flows into efforts to cut emissions and do something about climate change. So first of all, industrial firms, GE, Ingersoll, Rand, Honeywell, Siemens, Owens Corning, these sort of what you might think of as old, dirty manufacturing firms, these companies actually produce a lot of equipment for infrastructure, electrical grids, building materials, glass with regard to Owens Corning. And if you can innovate and come up with new ways just to improve efficiency, a couple of percent, you've actually done a lot to reduce emissions and address this problem. So you're part of these are companies that are likely to be part of the solution, if you will, even if you could argue they were part of the problem in the past. Just a couple other quick
They've done it. Those companies have done it a couple of ways. Number one, the way they produce their products, they're using more energy efficient equipment and methods. Number one. Number two, the products that they're making are more efficient, like their jet engines and their electric motors and things like that for industry. So
yeah,
we're getting a double tap off of that kind of work.
Yeah, and if you think of companies like GE and Siemens, they make some of the biggest equipment for infrastructure, power stations, and things like that. And, that's where the expertise is. So these are, again, long plays for how to sort of cash in on climate change. Appliance makers, think Electrolux, Whirlpool, and, again, GE. They take a lot of energy, and to the extent appliances can become smarter, more efficient, and so on, that will help. And here's another one you might not think of. Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, basically the face of big agriculture. You might think, what do they have to do with climate change? Well, here it is, biofuels. This may not happen so much in the United States, but in places like Brazil and other developing nations, biofuels are already a big source of power, and they will probably become a bigger source of power, and we need, newer ways to produce the corn and other plants to produce biofuels, using less water, less land, and things like that. So again,
The future of biofuels, Rick. Though the future of biofuels is not corn.
Other plants.
Corn is a loser. It's already been proven to be a loser. So all those ethanol all those corn ethanol subsidies, those are all losers. But other,
well, they're not
other
losers.
Types of
they're
products.
Not losers in Brazil. But to your point,
right.
we need new sources of biofuels, and the extent companies like ADM can be the innovators who give us those solutions. They will contribute to solving the problem.
And just like I was saying, not only in the products that they produce, but in the way they produce them, they're all getting better. And this is good news. And this is the way the marketplace solves these issues, Rick.
This is the way the marketplace does it, but the demand needs to be there.
I agree. And folks, you can find out more about this article is fascinating. Go to Yahoo, finance.yahoo.com. Look for Rick Newman's article, 7 Surprising Ways to Cash In on Climate Change. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks as always, Jim. See ya.
All right, see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.